says, we love without reason, and without reason, we hate. There's no reason. We don't question why we love somebody, and we should question hate, because it shouldn't be acceptable. There's no, it's people being scared equals hate. It's they should just not. They should just love. It's so much easier. It's so much harder to hate.
I happen to like this one particularly. Your God made me gay to challenge your ability to show compassion. I think this is one of the key issues here. I feel that religions are supposed to be teaching love, compassion, and I thought there was sort of like a non-judgmental thing thrown in there. I'm hoping for the day when there's less prejudice in the name of religious beliefs and more love and compassion.
It says, I married a princess. How does this affect you? And I did marry a princess in September this year. This is her right here. And I'm just wondering how that affects anybody that might have voted yes on 8.
I'm with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, the Los Angeles House. I'm Sister Margaret Snetcher. And we're here in support of everybody and to say thank you for what everybody's doing. And we heard there was free food.
I'm a Buddhist, and I think no matter what, you know, if religion teaches us to love, to care about others, and I think this is going to be an issue anywhere. And we married, so, but we have to go to Canada. So we just don't care about politics, but this particular one really hit us hard.
Gay is the new black, and to me it represents the fact that back in the 60s, if I wanted to marry a black man, I would have been prevented from doing so. And now gay people are facing the same thing, and if I want to marry a woman, I'm going to be prevented from doing so according to the majority vote.
My sign says real Americans believe in equal rights, because I'm American and I'm not gay, but I believe in equal rights for everybody. And this isn't just a kick in the face to gay people, it's a kick in the face to all Americans. And we should all be on the streets protesting right now. It is also a play on the people driving by with American flags in their trucks and giving you the finger for protesting for equal rights. You're not really American, are you? You know, and Sarah Palin with real America and real Americans. So real Americans, Sarah, believe in equal rights, period.
The sign reads, we want drive-through weddings too. What it means is the obvious, which we want equal rights as the rest of the Americans who are able to have drive-through weddings if they like. The other one says, the right to equality. It's written in Spanish, derecho a la igualdad. As a Hispanic gay male, I feel that, you know, we are underrepresented, and so far I've been trying to flip the sign back and forth so everyone gets equal time to read it.
You want my taxes, I want my rights. Seems like a fair trade. So what does that mean? Well, we have to pay our taxes and we have to be good citizens, and we're not treated like good citizens, and I think that that's just an abomination, particularly in this day and age, and particularly in California.
Black, Latino, Arab, Asian, and white. No one needs to defend our civil rights. Black, Latino, Arab, Asian, and white. No one needs to defend our civil rights.